This is KCUR 89.3. Voter fraud was one of the most talked about issues of the 2016 presidential election. In part, that was thanks to Kansas Secretary of State Kris Kobach, who advised President Donald Trump on some of his false claims. Kobach liked to point out his success, 6 convictions of voter fraud, but Kobach's critics say he's unfairly going after well-meaning people who made an honest mistake. KCUR's Peggy Lowe has the story of one man and his 2 votes.
Randall Killian thought he was investing in his new retirement property in Colorado when he received a ballot in 2012 asking if he would like to legalize marijuana in that state.
When I saw that on the ballot, it's like, oh, wow, that's something I'll never get a chance to vote for again. So, bam, I vote on it, vote in Ellis County, just like I'd done for 25 years.
That's Ellis County, Kansas. Killian lives there. Problem was, Amendment 64 was a Colorado issue on a Colorado ballot. And then Killian later voted in his home state. Some 4 years later, he learned of his mistake when he got a call from a reporter.
And all of a sudden, I'm indicted.
Killian's votes got him caught up in Kansas Secretary of State Kris Kobach's high-profile crusade against voter fraud. It also brought to light one of Kobach's most important, if flawed, tools— the Interstate Crosscheck Program. It's a voter database that holds records for 30 states, centralized in Kansas and run by Kobach. The system is used to look for people who are registered to vote in 2 states, meant to help state officials keep voter rolls clean. Caught in Crosscheck's crosshairs, the 63-year-old Killian pleaded no contest to a misdemeanor and paid the $2,500 fine.
Now I'm the poster boy for voter fraud, not only in Kansas, but out throughout the country.
Despite recent false claims from President Trump on Twitter, it's actually not illegal to be registered to vote in 2 states. In fact, it happens all the time when people move or, say, own property in 2 places. But it is illegal to vote in 2 states during the same election. That's what Killian did. But this very rarely happens, like very rarely. Several studies show it's less than 0.1%. That hasn't stopped Kobach, though, from promoting the idea of mass double voting, like on this 2015 episode of KCUR's Statehouse Blend podcast in a conversation with reporter Sam Zeff.
One of the easiest is voting in 2 different states. It is almost impossible to stop that. 125,000 Kansans are registered in another state, or they were Kansans and are now living in the other state.
How do you know that?
Because we have an interstate cross-check program.
Kobach refused several requests for comment for this story, but we do know that he has grown the cross-check database to hold half of all U.S. registrations. Kobach offers it free to states.
It all sounds great. The difficulty is created by how the matches are done.
Mark Johnson is a Kansas City attorney who has battled Kobach in court. Johnson says the cross-check program is too simplistic, checking registrations only by first name, last name, and date of birth. Even Kobach's office admits that the system is rife with, quote, false positives and not double votes. Mark Johnson.
He's grandstanding. He has used this minimal number of prosecutions in a way that I think is inappropriate. He has forced these people to plead guilty to crimes, to pay fines, to hire lawyers.
He's the ACLU's worst nightmare because he knows the Constitution and fights to keep them from making confetti of it. He's Kris Kobach, and this is the Kris Kobach Show.
Kobach has a Sunday night show on a Kansas City AM station, and he's received a lot of attention as a Trump advisor. He's also publicized the 6 convictions he's won so far on double voting, all found in crosscheck. Despite his unproven claims that there is massive voter fraud by undocumented immigrants, Kobach has convicted 4 older white Republican men like Randall Killian, 1 Democrat, and 1 Republican woman.
I just want to say that I have nothing against Kris Kobach. And I admit, I did it. I voted in Colorado. I voted in Kansas.
Killian gets upset talking about the charges, especially since he had a spotless record, not even a parking ticket. He talked to KCUR because he says he wants people to know his side of the story, something Kobach never sought.
He was able to see what he wanted to see and felt like he could make a case which would enhance his opportunity for political advancement.
Out thousands of dollars to pay an attorney, Killian says he pleaded no contest because he couldn't afford to spend more to fight the charges. He doesn't want to say how he voted on Colorado's marijuana law. In fact, he will only say that he doesn't vote at all anymore. And he's not registered to vote anywhere. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Peggy Lowe.